Iambic Audiobooks presents The Mitochondrial Curiosities of Marcelles 1 through 19 by Jocelyn Brown, read by Denise Stradling. Chapter 1. We Miss the Bus. We missed the bus because the car wouldn't start. It took forever to find bus fare, forever to get up the hill, and the number 5 trolley had to emerge from Middle Earth. Then we missed the transfer because in Edmonton, you have to take at least 2 buses to get anywhere, and things are timed so you always miss the transfer, no matter how fast you run. So far, this bus-missing experience is no different than all the uncountable others. No one stops, and I look like crap. We watch the bus get sucked onto the bridge, which is also the same as ever. All of Edmonton, in fact, is desolation as per usual, like the set of a low-budget apocalypse movie. So low budget they used old white sheets for both the sky and the ground. We watch the cars, not for poignant insights, but because what else do you do in Edmonton, Alberta, on a Sunday morning? You watch traffic. It's the only sign of life. It is 10:10 a.m. The memorial pancake brunch for my dad started at 10 on the other side of the very long bridge. So much for parental death being momentous. I lean against the bus shelter, panting and queasy, but also scanning for clues because I can't help myself. Leonard dying means no gala treasure hunt for my birthday, which, talk about ridiculous, is also today. I was supposed to start my new life, and instead it's all about his being over. Not to sound melodramatic, which I'm not. I sink onto the bench, where I will possibly stay forever, and lean against Penny Shemkow, real estate agent, with blacked-out teeth. An hour ago, I was pretty much convulsing, having had, let's say, 6 cups of French roast in between changing the ear studs, the nose ring, the bangs, the top. When it's your father's memorial, you think you should try your best.